I'm one with the Father, I'm one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I'm one with the One, I'm one with the Father, I'm one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I'm one with the One, I'm one with the Father, I am one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I'm one with the One. I'm one with the Father, I'm one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I'm one with the One. I am one with the Father, I am one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I'm one with the One. I'm one with the Father, I'm one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I am one with the One. I am one with the Father, I'm one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I'm one with the One. I'm one with the Father, I'm one with the Son, I'm one with the Spirit, I am one with the One. Mother, Father, God, we love you. 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 Mother, Father, God, we love you.
Color than most rainbow spectrums were at that particular point because man hadn't expanded into some higher vibrations. Now in this new age, these other three colors have been added since the comet Kubiak came through the system. There was an electromagnetic change in light, and the rainbow has these three added whites to it. The rose or pink color, the turquoise, and the gold. So the next time you're looking up at the rainbow, look right there past the violet and you will see them. And you'll say, "Oh, I never saw them before. I wonder why." Because unless you're attuned to certain things, you never do see them. And especially in hidden sciences and hidden matters, things that aren't obvious to the senses, those things have to be guided to. You have to be guided to these things. Or you may never even know they're there. You may have heard about them, but you really haven't been guided to or found the route to how to get to that particular point. Another thing this does by doing this meditation bridge, as you're going up the bridge here, it takes and correlates your consciousness. It correlates your subconscious mind. It puts everything in its place. So it makes a quicker movement in subconscious mind when you go to do something. That way, if everything's in order and has order to it instead of chaos, because most people just throw things into their subconscious mind, not too many people now practice to get a particular habit pattern. They're not consciously doing that. So what happens is by doing this, you create a habit of associating with these particular vibrations, because it starts at the lowest vibration, red here, going to the highest vibration in the spectrum of violet. Now, red isn't the lowest vibration, but it's the lowest one we're talking about in this spectrum. Below this is what they call infrared rays, and below that you get into microwaves, and then you get into long waves, short waves, radio waves, all kinds of rays under this one, and over the violet you get into gamma rays, x-rays, ultraviolet rays, rays on the higher vibrations of the spectrum. And this particular part of seeing here in this spectrum is a very small part of the whole vibrational spectrum. And so you're attuned to seeing only a certain amount until you learn to expand your consciousness. Radio waves are coming right through this room right now. TV waves are coming through this room right now. But you don't have a receiver to pick them up unless you attune to them. And we know people that can attune and watch TV in the air, because in the vibration they center a consciousness there and they receive the picture, and they can tell you what's playing on different stations and things like that. They can listen because they have control over their vibratory rate, which has got, which is obtained, I should say, God for some of those that don't want me to say God, anyway. You obtain this technique by listening to your natum, the inner sound, the vibration, when it's real quiet and you're ringing in your ears. Sometimes you're hearing it in the right ear, sometimes you're hearing it in the left ear, sometimes you hear it right in the middle of your head. That's where you want to get it, to the middle of your head. And I remember one night working with this natum, this sound, the inner sound, and I was working to open certain clear audio waves, and the sound hit me so hard in my right ear, such a loud blast, I thought it was going to break my eardrum, but it was like a metaphysical sound, it wouldn't have done that. But it sounded that loud, it was like almost like a sonic booming in my ear of a very high frequency. And so I was raising and lowering my natum, my inner sound. Most people, they just hear it. They don't know how to control those things. But once you learn how to control your inner sound by your vibrations in mind and vibrations in consciousness, you can attune to all kinds of different things. Attuning. That's what you're doing here. Attunement. You are getting in the same vibration and attuned with it. You're not singing off key anymore. You're in that key, so to speak. You're not off that key. And so each one of these colors also have a sound, which I will play for you at this particular moment. First, the color red is the key of G. Yellow. B is violet. And F is ultraviolet. As you're going up in vibration, as you listen to different music in different keys, you pick up that vibration. When you listen to music played in certain keys, you pick up that vibration. I notice a lot of people when they're doing massage work will play key of B or key of C. The B being green, C being blue. The key of C also is the sound of this planet as it rotates in space. The key of C is the sound of this planet. And so this is a blue ray planet. The most color on this planet is blue. The sky, the oceans, the water, blue. That most color on this planet is blue. As you are attuning, your nervous system picks up different vibrations, as we've been talking about this week. That the base of your spine or your root chakra, here you get the vibration red, because when the light comes into the brain, it has to go down the spine and it loses vibration as it goes down through the nervous system. When it hits the base center, it's at the lowest of its vibration. There it is red. As it hits the emotional level or at the spleen center, which is at the small of the back, it deals with orange. Just below the shoulder blades, yellow. Between the shoulder blades, green. Base of the neck, blue. Indigo is in the brow center, which is actually the pituitary gland. Indigo. Pineal gland, violet. The highest is violet. So you, in the center of your crown is a golden hue of light, and it comes in as white light, pure white light. This is sustaining power. So the energy is coming from pureness. God is pure, perfect over all. There is no color, no attributes. There is no sound. There is no vibrations. That is the pure state. God is pure, perfect. That's perfection, the pure state. And then from that point, as it comes through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit here, it radiates the white light. And this white light then, seeking to return back to God through the Spirit, or Christ returning through the Holy Spirit to God, the Father, or the pure one, the one that created the white light, reflects back the crystal, through the crystal, the spectrum of light. So it's the white light that gives of itself to all other colors. All colors come out of the white and are absorbed by the black. White gives identity, black takes identity. White gives identity, black takes identity. In the old religious teachings of some trains, they have a color, and she's represented as black. And she eats all the darkness, and she eats all the negatives, and she eats all these things. She consumes the darkness. So Kali does that in the Hindu religion, in the Buddhist, and in some of the other religions. Kali is the one that eats the darkness. Well, we are now concentrating on light rather than darkness. We're turning the darkness into light. So the darkness is actually the potential of all light. The darkness is the potential of light. When you reverse the polarity here, instead of letting it absorb, instead of your unconsciousness and your negatives and these things absorbing your identity, what you do is you reverse them, you reverse the polarity on them, transmuting them to white light. We're here to turn darkness into light. And so that's what we're doing. We're taking the lower vibrations and raising them. So this is an ascension power too. It gives you an ability in a situation, instead of falling down in the situation, but to rise in the situation, to have victory in the situation, to lift to the ascended victory. All of these other colors are in the body. The white ascends the body, or transcends the body. And transcend means you go into a trance state and ascend. You're transcending, you see. And so in this white light, it's above the body. It's not bound in the body. And so all these other colors reach up to get to the white, which is seeking God, which is seeking the oneness again, back to God. Now, if you have a problem with God, let me tell you just what my concept is here and my understanding and belief of God, what has been revealed to me. It's simply everything that is, was, and always will be, everything that's seen and unseen, everything is God. Everything. Your God, the chair is God, everything is God. But we have to be very careful here. We don't worship the chair. Or we don't worship ourselves, you see, because God is everything. And so when we see God in everything, then our world is free from darkness. But it's when we put darkness on things that we cause an illusion called separation, because there's only one in whom all things live and move and have their being. Whether you study Christianity, or Buddhism, or Hinduism, or Confucianism, or Shintoism, or any of the isms, any of the teachings of any religion, you'll find there's only one ultimate reality, there's only one God, there's only one without a second, or that one, or tatwa, or whatever you wish to call that one. There's only one without a second that manifests through all things. But how do we get to this realization? You see, how do you really get to this realization? And how do you know you're not being fooled? You see, because the devil can masquerade as an angel of light. Remember, he was the most beautiful of all the angels. You see, he was the most beautiful of all, Lucifer was. But see, he said, oh, well, I'm God. He experienced it. Well, why don't you worship me instead of him? You see, and that's what he did. He said, I'm the most beautiful. See, and he got jealous because others were worshiping God in the highest. And he wanted them to worship him. And so he was the red ray thrown out of heaven by the blue ray, Archangel Michael, through Lucifer and all of his a third of the power, the negative, the chaos, the illusion, delusion, transitory things, passing things, all these kind of things, out of the heavenly fields. And so war started in heaven. We're still fighting it here on earth. The war started in heaven between these forces. And so as we don't want to get bound up in these forces. And so in this week we've been talking about moving into this God-conscious state. Now this may shake some of your religious beliefs, this may shake some of your consciousness. I'm not saying put down your religion. If you have a religion, stick with it. That is giving you God consciousness, stay with it. If you have a religion you're practicing, I'm not saying put down Christianity and go to Hinduism or put down Buddhism and go to some other ism. I'm saying if God has shown you a way to go that way, because that's the way you are led to go. And when that's what you should do, that's important. This religion means binding back to God. That's what religion is, a way of binding back to God. If people say, I'm not religious, it means they're not God-bound. They're not binding themselves back to God. And religion doesn't mean Christianity, Buddhism, or this. It means binding yourself back to God. A system, a way, a technique, a belief, an understanding, a path. I am the way of going that way. So now we covered that. Okay. In our movement upwards, in every dimension of consciousness, God has given us guiding forces. On this dimension, for the physical body in consciousness, we have the senses. These are our guides on this dimension. For the elements of this dimension, the five senses guide us here. First of all, earth. How are we guided to earth? What sense gives us the guide to earth? Touch gives us the textures. Touch, you see, gives us the feeling to touch the earth. That's the sense for earth, touching. And some people get touching a little too much sometimes. You see, and get very earthly. Get thrown into the root chakra. Next thing you know, they're caught in sexual energies here and bound by that energy because they don't understand why they've been given this touch, may use it for other things. But it is for your abilities to work on this physical dimension, to be in touch with it, to touch it. So that's the first point. And all creatures on this planet have the power of touch. Down to the little amoeba, the flowers, the birds, the animals, the insects, the human beings upon this planet have this power of touch. The second sense we work with is for the power of water, and it's called taste. And through the chemicals within the water, the different things that have been liquefied, we call that the liquid dimension. We taste by the chemicals, the water, the fluid that flows over our tongue. Taste gives us the water. Eyes, fire. They see the light. Eyes are fire. They see the light, you see. They're to give us guiding forces to the light. Seeing, you see. And the different intensities of light and energy and things like this. Smell, air. Fragrances through the air. Smell. Smell is air. All the beautiful fragrances smell for the air. Hearing, the ethers. Because over the ethers comes sound. The ethers. And so here's the five senses attuned to the five elements to give you guiding forces over them. You see? And so if you cut out any one of those senses, you cut out the influence of that element on your consciousness. If you have a cold or something like this and you lose your taste, then the influence of taste loses its power over you. You see? If you are caught in consuming a bunch of food and things like this, go on a very bland diet for a while and watch how your taste gets educated to the subtle fields of taste. Don't put a bunch of salt and pepper and spices on your food. Eat them naturally. I remember that when I was eating meat, when I was raised on a farm, we ate a lot of meat. We had a garden out and next to our house, and none of the kids liked the vegetables because they all taste the same. Until our taste got educated to eating, I'm a vegetarian, so now eating those vegetables. You see, each individual vegetable has its taste. It releases its liquid as it goes over your, or the chemicals in it, over your taste buds, you see. And so, to control any sense, you need to deprive that sense. Stop its overindulgence. The eyes never get filled. The ears never get filled. The taste never gets filled. The touch never gets filled. You understand? Smelling never gets filled. You can use these senses, and you have been using them for years and years and years, and they've never been filled up. And so there's no way that these things can be filled. They're only guiding forces for the elements. Again, touch earth, taste, water, fire, eyes, air, nose, ears, hearing. So that's how you get control over those elements through those senses. And they will guide you to how to control those elements. They'll teach you how to control those elements. So they give you a guiding force there. Another guiding force we have here in this first level is called memory. To remember. And if we didn't have memory, we would be making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. You see? So our memory is a guide to not going through the same thing over and over again. You see, some people aren't guided by their memory, you know. They just keep going through the old memories. Old sweetheart left me, you know, I've got this problem. They keep remembering the old problem. Well, if you keep putting it in your mind, you put your emotions into it, you energize it. As soon as it's in your mind and you put your emotions on it, you have energized it. You have caused it to take motion. The motion then will cause a magnetism to draw that to you. And so if you've been remembering something and saying, gee, why am I going through the same thing over and over and over again? It's because you are energizing the memory and not staying objective to it, not staying detached from it. So memories you should be objective and detached from. And if there's a memory that you really enjoy, then really energize it if you want that to happen again.
Oh, wow, that's great. Oh, thank you, God. It's wonderful.
But if it's not, don't put any emotions into it. Don't emote it, don't move it. Emotion means the movement of thought. When that memory comes, it comes on a wave of thought patterns. This supplies the instinctive mind with power. This memory, instinctive mind. Even a child, they come into this dimension, they reach up and they touch the fire.
Ah!
Emotions. You hear it?
Ah!
Emotions. They program them. Now the next time they go towards the fire, they go instinctively pull their hand back. They might have to do it two or three times. But instinctively, they're not going to touch the fire again. Instinctively, they're not going to run a razor over their finger again. Instinctively, they're not going to stick their finger in a socket again. Once they've been programmed. Now, we can accept these things on faith, and if somebody tells you, well, if you jump off a 100-foot cliff, you're going to be smashed, so don't do that. You can go out and test to see if they're right, do you? You take it. Because they remember someone that has done that. They've heard about someone that's done that, so they're guiding us. And that's why, in this dimension, humans guide the other humans. It isn't like the instinctive actions of the consciousness of an animal that comes in with certain instinctive vibrations. The human has to be taught in consciousness. Has to be taught. And so, we're helpless when we come in this dimension. We're dependable. I mean dependent. We're dependent. And we're dependent on mom and dad to take care of us. And so this dimension is the lowest, the farthest away. Here's where loneliness comes in. Here's where I'm all alone. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. But I'm here. Big things happen to me. It's long for me. You all. He's with Jesus like that. When you say, oh, nobody likes me. When you go down. They sing that little song to us. Then we all.
How are you going to win?
Well, if you're in this little wormy mind down here, no, I don't. Okay. Here is the red level of consciousness. Here we have the instinctive mind. This is the power over the physical body to control this physical body, the senses, the memory within it. The body would not move without energy. This body wouldn't move without energy. Without energy, there's no movement, you see. It would be inert, so it takes energy to move the body. In the next level of consciousness, which is the orange ray that we're talking about, it deals with the spleen chakra, and that part of the nervous system deals with the emotional body and deals with the subconscious mind. Now, guiding forces in the subconscious mind are conditioned reactions that have been conditioned by repetition. Not by being taught and not by the instinctive levels, but by the, this is different than instinctive mind. This subconscious mind is different than instinctive mind. Instinctive mind doesn't have the pattern power that the subconscious mind has. So the subconscious mind deals with patterns. And you may have a conditioned reaction that is conditioned by persons, places, and things. By time and space and circumstances, events or sequential happenings, things that happen one after the other. And we may see this sequential movement of a seed going into a sprout, going into a budding, and then a flower, and then getting old, dropping its seeds, and withering, you see, sequential things. This is the type of energy that's in this subconscious mind. It's not like just a one-time movement of the instinctive level. It is a sequential energy. It has sequences, and it fits into the sequences. The memory is only...